So including the communion, it's all going to be a little bit rush.
所以也包括薄饼也要在一点之前结束。
You know, it's Christmas coming.
大家知道这个圣诞节近了。
And we're all exciting, anticipating, you know, our family reunion and all that.
我们都很兴奋，也很期望这个家人的团聚。
It's the best time of the year, in my opinion.
在我个人来看，是一年最好的时光。
As we come to the end of the year, also,
当我们也同时在接近这个年末的时候
，It's a lot of a review, a reflection.
然后也会有很多的回顾过去的一年。
And also in a lot of preparation of the new year coming.
那也会同时去预备好接受下一年。
It seems like just yesterday we just entering 2018.
就好像我们昨天刚刚进到2018年一样。
But now we're ready to come into going to 2019.
但是我们马上就要到2019年了。
Time flies.
就时间过得很快。
Okay, let's start with a word of prayer, all right?
我们以祷告开始。
All right, let's all pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you.
亲爱神啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you for the year of 2018.
我们感谢你给我们2018年。
As the year comes to an end,
当这个年马上到末尾的时候
we give you all the thanksgiving and gratefulness.
我们向你献上感恩。
We also want to offer up our hearts.
我们也向你献上我们的心。
Our adoration.
我们对你的敬拜。
And our gratitude.
我们对你的感谢。
How much mercy and grace you have given us in 2018.
真是感谢你给我们如此多丰富的恩典和怜悯。
And Father, we just pray that you prepare our hearts.
主啊，我们也求你预备我们的心。
Not just enjoy the Christmas.
不单单是享受这个圣诞节。
Good time and good life in Christmas season.
不光是这个假期中的好的生活。
And prepare us for the days are coming.
主啊，也求你给我们预备将要来的日子。
And Father, give us the alertness and the urgency that we need.
求主给我们机警。
Father, we pray for everyone.
主啊，我们为每一个人祷告。
Pray for our church.
为我们的教会祷告。
So ready us to prepare that you have prepared for us in 2019.
让我们预备好自己的心，去准备接受你给我们在2019年所有的预备。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们以主耶稣的名求，向你求。
Amen.
Amen.
Our thanks, Leanne and Audrey, and they have led us wonderful Christmas song.
感谢李燕和 Audrey 给我们带了非常好听的诗歌。
Whenever you guys, and including myself, sing the Christmas song.
当无论什么时候你我去唱这个圣诞歌的时候
，not just reminding the goodness of God.
不光是要思考神好的
，and also I can reflect all the sweetness the past year in Christmas season.
也是去回忆我们过去一年里的所有的好的。
Well, unless you have some accidental event in the past, Christmas is not a good memory. But for the most part, Christmas is a pleasant memory for all majority of us.
也许你过去的经历会让你对圣诞节有一些不愉快的记忆，但是总的来说，圣诞节对我们是非常好的。
So therefore, we unknowingly or unintentionally, Christmas is a good time for everyone.
所以我们不知觉的就会觉得圣诞节对所有人来讲是一个非常好的节日。
When I sing the Christmas song,
那当我在唱圣诞歌的时候
，unknowingly or unintentionally, I like to be soaked in the spirit of Christmas forever.
那不知觉的话，我会愿意让我的灵在沉浸在这个圣诞节的气氛里面永远。
We all like to be remembered or have those good memories. Would you like to soak in, enjoy it?
那我们希望这些快乐的记忆永远让我们沉浸在这样的喜悦中
Celebrating the birth of Christ
去庆祝主耶稣的诞生
Hopefully, ideally, last forever and ever
那希望的话是这种快乐可以持续到永远。
Let me ask you a question.
但是我要问大家一个问题。
Is this the intent or the purpose of God?
那这个是主耶稣，是神的目标吗？
We always in the human history celebrate the birth of Christ.
我们在人类的历史中通常是一直在庆祝主耶稣的诞生的。
You and I most likely will be enjoying it.
那你我 很可能就是会真的会去比较
开心。But let me ask you this, is this God's will?
但是要问大家是这个是大神所希望我们要做的吗？
I have to seriously reflect the thought. Is this a good thing to do forever and ever?
我时常会在想说这样的喜悦是不是我们要一直这样做下去的？
I hate to come to a conclusion.
我不想去做这样的总结。
This is not God's will.
这个不是神所希望的。
Celebrating Christ Jesus 1.0 is good.
庆祝主耶稣第一次诞生是好的。
But I believe prepare for his coming 2.0 is more important these days than ever.
但是在现在这个时代里，我们去预备主耶稣的再来是更重要的。
Human tendency is like we enjoy it, we just want to stay.And we want to keep on living a good life forever and ever, just like today.
那我们人的习惯就是我们享受了这个喜悦，我们就想一直沉浸在这样的喜悦里。
We don't like to move on to something unknown, uncontrollable, out of, you know, just we lost control.
我们不希望去走到一个未知的世界，我们不能控制的世界里。
But I have to say this.
但是我一定要这么讲。
We need to move on.
但我们要去往前走。
Therefore, I feel the burden and the responsibility.
所以我就觉得有这样的负担和责任。
We need to move on for 1.0 to 2.0.
我们需要从主耶稣来过，然后准备到主耶稣再来。
We enjoy, we appreciate Jesus Christ 1.0.
我们感谢主耶稣为我们降生。
It's good to enjoy all the goodies and good life.
非常好，我们去可以享受我们的好的生活。
But nowadays, we need a more urgent responsibility to prepare everyone, including us.
但是现在我们要更迫切的去准备我们自己。
Welcome in Jesus Christ 2.0.
去等待主耶稣再来的那个日子。
I know it sounds cliche, but I know, but I don't deep in my heart. It is important.
我知道可能有点奇怪，但是我真的觉得这个很重要。
Because we are not ready.
因为我们很多人没有准备好。
Honestly, we don't want to.
事实上讲，是我们不想让主耶稣再来。
Why not this good life just like this, on and on forever?
那为什么现在我们的生活就不能持续的好下去呢？
I found the problem is that we don't have the intimacy with God.
那我觉得这个原因就是我们和神没有亲密的关系。
The root of the problem is that the relationship between us and God is not so intimate.
那根本上讲就是我们和神没有那个亲密的关系。
I want my way and God may have his way, but I do not wish to live his way, but rather my way.
我想要过我自己的生活，我不希望神把神的计划放到我的生活里来。
If you and I have a good friend,
那如果说你我是一个好朋友的话，
No, if you have a good friend, had a good friend,
如果说你有一个好朋友的话，
I cannot wait to have my good friend to come to visit me.
那我会等不及希望我的好朋友来拜访我。
Once a year is not enough, is not enough.
那一年一次是绝对不够的。
Several times is not good enough.
那多几次的话也还不够好。
I want to see my good friend every day, don't you?
我想跟我的好朋友天天都见面，大家也是一样的。
If you have a good friend, you want to see him every day.
那如果你有一个真的好朋友的话，你真的想希望和他度过每一天。
Either you use WeChat or use Facebook,
或者是微信，或者是 Facebook.
Your cell phone is by your hand side. It's just right next to you.
你的手机就在你的手边。
Every 2 minutes, you will check if there's a message from him, right?
你如果真有个好朋友的话，你每2分钟就要看你来的短信是不是那个好朋友来的。
So amazing, people just cannot live with a cell phone at home. They want to check message like every 3 minutes.
我就很惊奇，人不愿意把手机放下，恨不得3分钟就查一次手机。
If you have a good relationship with God,
那如果说你我有一个好的亲密关系跟神的话，
you and I need to check the message from God.
那你我就会要想去看神给我们的信息是什么样的。
Not just your good friend on earth,
不光是你地上的朋友。
Do you know what's the message from God these days?
那你知道现在神给我们的信息是什么吗？
I feel the urgency he wants us to get ready.
我觉得是神希望我们准备好。
I feel the urgency that we need to increase our intimacy with God.
我感到有这样的迫切，我们需要跟神有更亲密的关系。
If you and I don't have the intimacy, a good relationship with God,
如果说你我跟神没有这样亲密关系的话，
we simply don't want his coming back.
那我们很简单的就不希望他再来。
Simple as that.
就这样简单。
This is a very good indication, index, whatever you want to call it. Your relationship with God, how good is it?
那我们就要想，你我跟神亲密的关系到底有多亲密。
How desirable.That is you have Jesus Christ coming 2.0.
你到底有多迫切的渴望神马上会再来。
You cannot lie to him.
你跟他撒不了谎。
And you cannot lie to yourself.
你也骗不了自己。
How much you lie to him coming back?
你究竟有多希望他再来呢？多希望呢？
How much?
有多少呢？
Bless your heart.
祝福你。
If he comes tomorrow, what then?
如果说他明天就来了，会怎么样呢？
If he comes tomorrow, what then?
如果明天就来了，会怎样呢？
I will ask you three questions.
我问大家这样三个问题。
I'll use the song following this, ask you three questions.
用接下来这首歌去回答这样的三个问题。
And there are three questions they ask you.If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
那这个问题就是，如果说主耶稣明天就来，会怎么样？
This song's only three minutes and like a 36 seconds.
这个歌就短了，就是三分钟多一点点。
You ask three questions and repeat the last question. That's it.
就是问了三个问题，然后重复了最后一个问题。
The other day, I found this song.
那我发现这首歌那一天呢？
I was so excited.
我非常的兴奋。
I was so ecstatic.
非常疯狂。
Yes. Ecstatic. Very crazy, exciting.
发了疯的喜悦。
You know, rarely I feel that way.
我通常没有这样的情绪的。
But I don't know, I just found so much of good words, good song, the following.
No, 但我真的觉得后面那个歌他写的真是好。
The first, the voice is beautiful.
首先这个声音特别好听。
The voice is so beautiful.
就太美了这个声音。
And also, secondly, the music is fantastic.
然后这个音乐做的也非常好。
The accompanyship was so inspirational.
这个团队都非常有
And lastly, the most important is the message is very practical.
那最后就是他这个歌词这个信息非常的中肯。
So much resonate in my heart.
就是跟我有很大的共鸣。
I'm not exaggerating. I probably heard here and here more than 50 times.
我没有夸张，我可能连续的听了50次。
And I also spent a lot of time putting the lyrics.In both Chinese and English, how's that? That's very difficult. Don't think this is easy.
然后我也花了很多时间把他这个歌词又写成了中文和英文的对照。
So we all know why he's singing.
所以我们就都知道这首歌唱的是什么。
If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then?
如果耶稣明天来，你会怎么样？
Think of this question.
大家想一想这个问题。
And he will ask you three questions as well.
那这里也会问三个问题了。
See how you guys all feel.
看看你们大家是怎么感觉的。
You want to start?啊，这个实在是太好了。I do not wish this will be.
这个歌实在太好了，我不觉得这个从电脑出来这个声音会足够好。
上次是那个，再来一次啊。好 ，I hope 如果没有的话也就罢了，因为它是有 stereo 的，所以我觉得很好。
We'll try it one more time.
All right. All right, one more time, all right?
我再试一次。
好吧，你就这样吧。 Let's do this over again, all right?
我们来再放一次。
Huh? Ah, forgive me. This is a messed up. All right. Oh, 这个不是 replay. 这个电脑应该是 放了十遍都是没有问题的，不知道为什么这次啊。
I tried 10 times on this computer, but I don't know what happens this time.
好，没关系啊。啊，那边买。会因为recording的问题吗？说不知道哎，这个是麦克风，不知道是什么 camera。 这个我把它去掉了。好了，我不 record 了哈，我不 record 了，这次我不 record 了。So
I don't record this time, just playing it.
好，我就是 play 了哈。 好了， never mind， 好吧，我们就 enjoy 哈，我们就看这首歌好了哈。
I just enjoy this song.
三个问题问完了啊，他重复一次最后一个问题啊。If the sky turns black as midnight, If you answer, oh no.
如果你答案是都是不要的话，
Give me a few more years.
让我再有几年时间，
Or give me a few days.
或者是再给我几天时间，
You are not ready.
你就还没有准备好。
Simply not ready.
就是这么简单，你没有准备好。
You probably use Jesus as your servant.
你可能用了主耶稣做你的仆人。
He's not your friend.
他不是你的朋友。
Even it's a friend, a very remote friend.
就算是朋友的话，也是好远的朋友。
Are you ready for his coming? If coming tomorrow.
你们真的准备好他来了吗？如果他真的明天就来的话。
I'm so eager to see him. I could let go everything just to have a chat with him.
我很期望可以真的放下所有的事情，可以
去
跟他一起。
And I pray that everyone have that kind of anticipation, excitement, and also the assurance that he will come soon enough.
我也希望所有人都会有这样的期许和决心，知道他马上就会来，然后愿意放下一切。
Your relationship with him,
你跟他的关系
decide, determine how desirable he's coming back again.
就决定了你会多期望他会再来。
I want Jesus Christ upgrade from 1.0 to 2.0.
我希望主耶稣升级从 1.0 到 2.0.
And I believe that's also his heart.
我也相信这是主耶稣的心意。
This world is need to go upgrading. We need upgrading.
这个世界是需要被升级的。
And you and I also need upgrading.
那你我也是需要被升级的。
And I pray that everyone have that kind of ecstasy.
我也希望所有人都会有那个兴奋。
And you will say, okay, that's good, I'm ready.
然后你我会说，好，我准备好了。
Because I believe will be sooner than you and I will think.
因为我真的是相信主耶稣再来会比你我预期的要更快。
Do you want to increase your relationship with God?
你我真的想去和神关系更好吗？
I will use this passage to help you, everyone.
我用这段经文来帮助大家理解。
And this is what the Lord said.
这就是主耶稣说过的话。
And we used verse 15 last week. I'm going to add one more verse, 14.
我们上周用的是十五节，今天我又加上了前面的十四节。
Let's read this, all right?
我们一起来念。
You are my friends.
你若遵行我所吩咐的，
do what I command you.
就是我的朋友了。
I no longer call you slaves, because you slaves do not understand what the master is doing.
我乃称你们为朋友，
but I have called you friends,
因为我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
Everything I heard from my father. I'd like to explain two points here. I got two points to share with you.
我要强调两点。
Only two points.
就只有两点啊。
Well, first point is that I have revealed to you everything I heard from my father.
第一点是我从我父所听见的都已经告诉你们了。
One of the theology I want to share with you again is this.
那有一个神学观我要跟大家再分享的就是
Jesus Christ was 100% man.
主耶稣是百分之百的人。
When he was on earth,
当他在地上的时候
he was 100% man.
他就是百分之百的人。
Just like you and me.
就跟你我一样。
He does not know everything like God.
他不像神一样知道所有的事情。
Because before he came to the world, he emptied himself, become a fully human being like you and I.
因为他降世为人的时候，他就已经倒空自己了。
And I have to stress, and this is another point to prove my point.
那我也会说这个是另一个点去证明我的一个点。
And many points I have mentioned to you, for example, the woman touched his back. He said, who touched me? I don't know that. Who?
那有一个点就是有一次有一个女人去摸了他，他就会去问说谁摸了我。
If he's God, he was God. He will know.
如果他是神的话，他就会知道。
He also mentioned that I do not know what the time the world will be ending when the big day is coming. He doesn't know.Because he was a human being.
主耶稣也说了，我不知道末世什么时候会来，因为他是人。
So, all the miracles was performed through the Holy Spirit.
所有的神迹奇事都是靠圣灵来完成。
Therefore, he said, you guys, we, disciple, we can do more miracles than he. If he,
所以他才说我，你我作为圣徒会可以做比他更多的神迹奇事。
Only possible when the Holy Spirit through us can do more miracle than he can.He must be a man, 100% man, just like he said.
所以就是我们在靠着圣灵的时候，我们是可以做出比他更多的神迹。
This is one more point I would like to add on.
那这还有一个另一点要加上的
话。He has heard from his father only very limited information while he was on earth 33 years.
他也只是从父神那里听到了非常有限的信息，他为什么在地上33年。
If he were a God, 100% God at that time,
那如果说他那个时候还是100%神的话，
He knows everything.
他就知道所有的事情了。
He doesn't have to be revealed from his heavenly father.
他不需要是去从父神那里听到什么信息。
Very limited information he has heard from his father.
所以他是从父那里听到的是很有限的信息。
Limited amount of information he revealed everything to us.
然后这些非常有限的信息他已经全告诉了我们。
Therefore he said, I have revealed you everything I have heard from the father.
所以他才说我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们。
Only from a standpoint of view he was 100% man, not 100% God at that time.
所以那个时候就是他是百分之百人而不是百分之百的神。
So this is just a theological point of view I'd like to share with you.
这只是某一个神学观点跟大家分享一下。
The application is that he depends on the Holy Spirit just like you and I depend on the Holy SpiritThese days.
那用来应用的一个点就是他在那个时候是倚靠圣灵的，就像你我今天一样也是要倚靠圣灵的。
What Jesus can do at that his time, you and I can do also in this time, or even greater.
所以主耶稣那个时候可以行的，你我今天都可以行，只要靠着圣灵的话。
This is point number one.
这是第一点。
Point number two.
第二点呢？
He asks us to do what he commands of us.
他让我们去遵行他所吩咐的。
You know, many of us.We have friends.
你知道我们很多人都有朋友。
As a friend, we have requests of each other.
那作为朋友的话，我们通常对彼此有要求。
Can you bring me to Costco shopping today?
你今天能带我去 Costco 买个菜吗？
Can you bring me some gift from China?
你能从中国给我带点东西回来吗？
Can you give me a takeout box, lunch box, whatever?
你能给我带个午餐盒吗？
You can say yes and you can say no.
你可以说好呀，我也可以说不行。
But he has some request for you because you can turn me down, decline it gently.
他会对你有些要求，也是因为你可以
拒绝他。But if you have a friend,
但是你有一个朋友的话
，your true friend,
你真朋友的话
，whatever he commanded you.
那不管他对你要求什么的话
，You and I, we need to follow.
你我就是要去遵行。
If we don't follow a command,
如果你我不去遵行这个要求的话
，You and I, not his friend.
你我就不是他的真朋友。
We can speak, we can give our lip service all day long.
我们可以讲，我们可以去用嘴唇说
，But if we don't do it,
但如果说我们都不去做的话
，means nothing.
就什么都不是了
，zero
零
，you only serve with your lips，
你只是靠你的嘴唇来服侍。
You know God asks us to show through our deeds the faith, our true faith。
你知道神让我们通过我们的行为去验证我们的信心。
That's the book of James. The acts, the deeds prove your faith, my faith。
那在雅各书里，就是你我的行为去验证了你我所信的。
Therefore, we need have faith.
所以我们要有信
But in the same time we need the behavior or the acts the deeds following your faith to prove your faith is genuine
然后我们需要用靠我们的行为去证明我们真的有这样的信心
Many times many of us
很多时候
us,
很多我们很多
We cannot prove our faith through our deeds
我们从我们的行为是证明不了我们的信心的
So therefore brothers and we shortchange God
所以我们缺了神，我们亏欠了神。
Okay, why he has commanded us? You may ask.
那这样我们就会问了，那神让我们做什么了吗？那这也就是神说的，我要求你。你来告诉我是什么
？Would you like to know?
大家想知道吗
？Would you like to know?
大家想知道神所吩咐的是什么吗
？If you don't want to know, that's okay.
如果大家不想知道神所吩咐的是什么，也可以。
God is not simply your friend. Simply is not.
那神就不是你的朋友。
You don't care.
你不在乎神的话
I don't mind.
你不在乎
Whatever he thinks, that's his business.
他想要的什么事情只跟他有关跟我没关
Jesus is not your friend.
那这样的话主耶稣就不是你的朋友
But if he commanded you, you and I follow.
那如果他吩咐你的你去做的话
Proves that we are his friend.
你就证明了主耶稣就是你的朋友
This is word from his own mouth.
因为这就是他所亲口讲。
If you and I do not do what he commands us to do,
如果你我不去遵行他所吩咐的，
we are a fake believer.
我们就是假信徒。
Let me give you some recommendation.
大家给大家一些建议。
God has commanded us many things.
这神给我们吩咐了很多事情。
A whole Bible is the command.
那整个圣经都可以说是神给我们的吩咐。
From the Old Testament to New Testament,
从旧约到新约，所有都是对我们的吩咐。那我们怎么做呢？
Let me give you some ideas.
给大家一些概念。
Let me give you some strongly recommended ideas.
一些强烈的建议。
And this is a summary more like a systematic theology.Accumulated from my experience from the Bible.
这个更像是系统神学下之后我的一些感受。
These are all have biblical base.
都有一些属灵的一些基础。
But I would like to personally recommend you.
但我很希望我以个人的名义去建议大家
这样做。Don't take it lightly.
不要觉得这个很轻松。
Because this is the command from God Himself.
因为这个真的是神亲自给我们的。
I recommend we do it.
我建议大家真的去
做。Not just know it in your heads.
不是你只是在你脑子里知道。
I found majority of our believers.
我发现我们很多的信徒们。
Very similar live a life, just like the regular people on earth.
就很简单的过的一个跟其他人没什么区别的生活。
We sit down, eat and drink.
我们就是坐下来吃喝。
And get up and play.
然后起来就玩。
That's all we care.
这就是我们在乎的事情。
We sit down, eat and drink.
我们坐下吃喝。
We get up and play, have a good time.
起来就玩，要有好的
时间。Is that always everything in our hearts?
这个不是我们心中所想的吗？
When the days of Noah,
当那个诺亚那个时代，
it's the same.
就是因为罪。
Everybody get married, got into relationship. Everybody, you know, worry about their food.
那所有人都会。
I'm saying I'm not worried about food.
会想到担心食物，但是我们并没有担心食物。
But we don't care.
因为我们也不怎么在乎。
We do our regular life.
我们就是过我们普通的生活。
Then one day the floods come.
然后突然有一天洪水就来了。
And I want to give you the urgency. Don't take lightly what God has warned us.
我们给大家建议是不要对神的吩
咐很草率。Do whatever God commands us to do.
就是去做神吩咐我们做的。
Don't take lightly.
不要觉得这个东西很草率。
I'll give you some recommendation, all right?
就是给一下大家一些建议。
You and I, we need to have consistent personal devotion.
我们个人要有稳定的个人灵修生活。
Eat and drink in the spirit so we can grow.
在灵里吃喝，所以我们才能成长。
You have, if you have time to browse,
如果你还有时间 browse,
browse, 上网。
哦，上网。
啊，你大概很少上网啊。Browse 就是 browse 就是浏览嘛，
浏览，
啊，上中文网。If you have time to browse,
如果你还有时间去上网
，Good, I like that, I like that. If any of you you have time to browse,
如果你们还有时间上网
，Regardless your cosmetics, your toy, your gifts, you have time to do devotion, all right?
不管什么的话，你有时间上网，你就有时间去做灵修。
I want to strongly recommend do it.
我建议大家去做灵修。
Do it and then attend meeting regularly.
还有就是固定参加聚会。
And the Bible says, do not stop or cease attending meetings.
那圣经上讲，告诉我们不要停止聚会。
Our spiritual life, we need a group, we need a fellowship, we need to encourage one another.
那我们的团契，我们就要鼓励大家，我们互相扶持。
Good, you have the question. What kind of meeting I should attend?
那很好，你们现在可能问了，我要去参加什么聚会呢
？I'll give you recommendation, alright?
我给大家一些建议。
Sunday worship,
主日的敬拜，必须来的。
Friday night, it's a must.
周五团契必须来的。
One more meeting during the day, of your choice.
然后教会其他活动你再选一个。
This is from my experience, not from the Bible.
这个其实是我个人的经历了，这个不是从教会来。
This is the most, I think, workable combination.
这也是我觉得最行得通的一个组合。
Once you have daily life, daily devotion.
那当你有了每日的灵修的话。
And you need to get regularly with your folks, with your brothers, sisters.
然后你又固定的和弟兄姊妹有交通的话
，We need church bodily life.
所以我们需要有教会的生活。
There's no such thing a solo Christian on earth.
这个世界上没有单打独斗的基督徒了。
Oh, I have a good brothers and sisters. I'm worshiping my heart in my home.
你说我是一个成熟的弟兄。
I don't need church. I don't need fellowship. No, it's absolutely wrong. This is no time for to explain that.
所以单打独斗是错的。
Please trust me. It's workable 3 meetings per week. That's my recommendation.
所以相信我，我给大家建议是来至少三个聚会。
Or prayer meeting.
或者是祷告会。
Everything's here.
所有东西都在周报上。
Please pick one.
大家选一个。
Regularly come and join the fellowship.
固定来参加聚会。
Don't think you and I are strong enough. I can just depend on myself.
不要觉得你我非常强大。
This guy is doing a good job.
谢谢。
We need that kind of fervency, enthusiasm, right?
我们需要有固定的。
We need to come regularly for weekly meeting.
我们需要固定的每周都来聚会。
And then I give you a good proof.
然后给大家一个很好的证据。
The
证明。
Jesus Christ said himself.
那主耶稣亲自讲的。
Where your treasure is, there is your heart.
你的心在哪儿，你的财宝就在哪儿。
No, 反过来。
你的财宝在哪儿，你的心就在哪儿。
Ah, see?This makes a huge difference.
这个就有很大的区别了。
Okay, I want to tell you why.
我也会告诉你为什么。
Christ did not say, where your heart is, your treasure is. He didn't say that.
主耶稣说的不是你的心在哪儿，你财宝在哪儿。
对，真的，有差别。
有差别的。
It's where your treasure is.
是你的宝藏在哪儿，你的财宝在哪儿。
Where your heart is.
你的心就会在哪儿。
Do you see the difference?
你发现这个区别了吗?
It's very subtle, but real, real, realistic.
它是非常非常现实的。
Where your treasure is, where is your heart?
你的财宝在那儿，你的心就会。
You want to prove your relationship with God?
你想证明你跟神的关系吗?
Your tithe.
那就是你的十一奉献。
You do it as He commands.
就按照他吩咐的去做。
And you offer.
然后你奉献。
On top of the tithing. 除了十一以外再加。
除了十一以外再加。
You know, this is love.
你知道这其实还是挺多的。
When you have a good friend.
当你有好朋友的时候。
Do you think it's too much I receive a favor, a present from my good friend?
你会觉得我收到太多的礼物了吗？不会的。
If you are father, you are mother.
如果你是身为人母的人父人母的话
，Your children when they give you gifts.
那当你的孩子们给你送礼物的时候
，To be honest, the more the better.
坦诚讲，你会希望越多越好。
Is that right?
是这样的吗
？Never enough.
就永远不会够的。
Because you have given them endlessly.
因为你是无私的给到他们。
They return. It's a matter of course.
他们去回馈你就是很正常的事。
God so good to us.
神对我们这么好。
So when we do tithing, when we do offer, what's wrong with that?
所以当我们奉献，当我们十一奉献的时候，有什么问题呢？
Is 10% too much?
十分之一太多了吗？
I don't think so.
我不这样觉得。
This is a true index. See how much we love.
这个是一个很真实的标准来看你到底爱神有多少。
Where your treasure is,
你的财宝在哪儿
？Where's your heart?
你的心就在哪儿。
And lastly,
然后最后一条
，I'd like to encourage you,
去鼓励大家
，Do good deeds often,
经常去行善。
How about this? I give you a suggestion.
我这样建议大家怎么样
？One good deed.A week,
一周行一次善。
Visit a brother sister have not seen for a while.
去拜访一个你好久都没有见过的弟兄姊妹。
Give him a call, say how are you doing.
给他们打电话问你最近怎么样。
And to see if anyone needs some help, you go him there, help them out.
然后看看谁需要帮助，你就去帮他。
Help those people in need.
去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Once a week,
就一周就一次。
I don't think this is too much.
我不觉得太多。
This I have recommended you.
这个就是我给大家推荐的。
How much you do this, absolutely directly proportional to how much your relationship with God.
那你做到了多少，就说明你爱神有多少。
Because what you do follow what God commands proves you are His friend.
因为你真的做到了他的吩咐的话，你就是他的真朋友。
I want to be His friend.
我希望成为他的真朋友。
When I do a little bit yard work yesterday.
当我昨天做了点那个园丁工作。
And I was thinking, when if God comes, if Jesus comes tomorrow, I will invite him to sit right here.
然后我就会想，如果说主耶稣明天来，我就要邀请他坐到这个地方。
I have hundreds of questions, if not thousands, I want to ask him.
我想我有好几百的问题想要问他。
I'm fully ready for it.
我也非常准备好。
I want you, every one of you.
我也希望你们每一个人
also ready to receive him again.
也准备好了来见他。
When he comes next time,
当他下一次再来的时候，
he's not adorable little baby boy on the manger.
他就不是在马槽里那个小婴孩了。
So cute,
非常可爱的。
So lovable,
很可爱的。
Let's exchange gifts.
然后我们交换礼物吧。
Let's have a good life.
那我们好好
有个生活吧。Let's have a good time.
我们过得好
生活。Let's do this forever and ever, ever and ever.
我们一直就享乐下去吧。
When he come 2.0,
那当他再来的时候，
he will come with an iron rod.
啥东西？铁杖。
铁杖。
哦，他是带着铁杖来的。
You know what? 铁杖 is for.
你知道这个铁杖是干啥用的？是要去管辖的。
To discipline.
去管制的。
To beat your butt, all right?
去打你屁股的。
He's not a cute little baby anymore.
他就不是那个非常可爱的小婴孩了。
Don't live in an era we still think Jesus Christ is a cute little bit adorable baby boy.
不要再活在那个时代里了，觉得主耶稣来的时候还是一个小
婴孩。You and I in this Christmas season.
那你我在这个圣诞节的
时候， I want to remind everyone.
我想让大家都记住。
Wake up.
醒醒。
We need to ready ourselves.
我们要准备好我们自己。
Don't just sit down and eat and drink.And get up and play.
不要坐下就吃喝，起来就玩。
All you think is my, me, me, me.
你想都是我的，我的，我的。
Think what your friends are thinking.
想一想你的朋友想让你干什么。
Think of why he has his mind.
想一想神想的是什么。
I pray for the wisdom.
我向神求。
Determination.
我们有这样亲密的关系，有这样智慧。
Willingness.
然后有这样的意愿。
To increase our intimacy with God.
去和神有更好的关系。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we pray.
天父上帝，我们向你祈求。
How much we like you to come.
主啊，我们有多希望你再来。
But Father, yet we know how much unready. We're so not ready.
但是我们也知道我们是真的没有准备好。
And Father, give us the urgency.
主啊，真是求你来激励我们的心。
As the time draw closer, one day closer.
当我们一天一天接近末世的时候，
Help us to get ready.
让我们去准备好。
Get our family ready.
让我们帮家人准备好。
Everyone we love, get them ready.
让我们所爱的人都准备好。
And get us, get myself ready.
也让我自己准备好。
Because we like to see you tomorrow.
因为我们明天就想见到你。
Because we love you.
因为我们爱你。
You are my good friend.
你是我的好朋友。
I couldn't wait to see you again.
我等不及要再见到你。
And Father, we pray for this church.
主啊，我们也向我们的教会求。
Pray for everyone.
我们为教会的每一个人求。
That you bless us with this kind of urgency.
你祝福我们，让我们有这样的紧迫感。
Don't just think for us ourselves anymore.
不要再只为我们自己想。
Take your heart as our hearts.
把你的心当作我的心。
And Father, I pray for everyone.
主啊，我们为每一个人求。
In Jesus' name.
以主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.